The Sleeping Spinner by Gustave Courbet. Spinning, an essentially domestic activity, was traditionally thought of as women's work. It has given rise to numerous myths and legends since ancient times, with the spinster emerging as a richly allegorical figure. The so-called Fates of Greek and Roman mythology were a trio of goddesses whose task it was to spin, measure, and cut the thread of life. The heroine of Perrault's fairy tale, The Sleeping Beauty, is today better known than her counterpart, Ginny, from a story by the 19th century French author Charles Nodier. But Ginny was celebrated in her day. An illustration engraved by Tony Joannot in 1846 was one of Courbet's sources for the present painting. Sleep is another subject frequently depicted in art, often with clear erotic and voyeuristic overtones, as in The Ladies of the Banks of the Seine, or Sleep. Courbet's sleeping girl is not an explicitly erotic figure, however. The sleeping spinner seems at first glance to be a perfectly respectable, realistic depiction of a scene from everyday life. And yet the picture provoked a scandal at the Salon of 1853, albeit to a lesser extent than the Bathers, exhibited the same year. Commentators pointed to the young girl's apparent wealth, her dress embroidered with flowers, her earrings, the upholstered armchair, in striking contrast to her humble, outmoded spinning wheel. The girl was suspected of earning her comforts in other, more salacious ways than as a spinner of thread. Sleep was often synonymous with idleness, in allusion to the allegorical figure of Sloth, personified from the late 16th century onwards as a woman asleep beside her distaff. Contemporary caricatures showed Courbet's sleeping spinner as an unwashed girl with untidy hair. Slothful women were by definition sloppy and sluttish in their appearance. The picture's moralistic interpretation was further complicated by Proudhon, who identified the girl's exhaustion as that of an honest labourer. Courbet's painting is centred on the finely rendered fabrics, the realism of the girl's pose, her elegant abandon. This is above all a worldly, sensuous image. But the complex details and ambivalent iconographical references express an additional message, disrupting the accepted social and moral order and arousing passionate debate.